Dictation for Laura, L-A-U-R-A-L-E, E-H-L-E, July 1878. Address as a letter to Carly, C-A-R-L-E-Y, Hules Camp, H-U-E-L-S-K-A, M as in mother, P as in Paul, P-A-C, 775-1640. Dear Carly, I talked to Laura today, evaluation of polyuria. She was able to do 24-hour urine collection, two of them, the first one during daytime from 6 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon when she's able to drink liquids. She urinated around 3.3 liters and she drank 113 ounces during that period of time. From 4 in the afternoon to next morning at 6, she doesn't drink any liquids. Her urine output was 800 with progressively decreasing volumes. With the testing in this urine, it shows no evidence of solute, S-O-L-U-T-E, induced diuresis. The combined 24-hour urine shows low urine osmolality. Of 112, we repeat only when she's not drinking liquids collection, that was 1,000. mLs. That urine osmolality risen to 355. She has persistently normal sodium concentration and kidney function. This study suggests polyuria be related to increased fluid intake and appropriate water diuresis. She's able to concentrate the urine when she is not drinking. She's presently not symptomatic from this high volume in the urine. She feels like she's in need to drink the liquids because of persistent dryness of mucosal membranes, Tickle syndrome. She told me that she has been tested. The tear, T-E-A-R, secretion on the eyes and apparently shows dryness. At this moment, I don't believe any further workup will be indicated, as she has normal sodium concentration and she has already adapted to this lifestyle, already doing overnight no oral intake to help with minimizing the frequency nocturia that affects her sleep. We did a testing, copeptin, C-O-P-E-P-T-I-N, but it was not conclusive. At this moment, I will not do any further workup. End of dictation.